participate in this meeting, and I wish to thank the honorable members and the office of the DG for the previous visit that the portfolio committee undertook last week. It was a very, very hectic week, a long week for all of us, more especially the honorable members. Some of them were sick, and the staff members on the way, they got sick. So, but that visit to me, we managed as a portfolio committee to discover ourselves, who we are. We enjoyed the trip, although there were some bad experiences, but during that period, sometimes we felt that let's not stress too much. We tend to sometimes make it a joke, although it was not a joke. It was a serious matter. And we discovered that here in Parliament, we don't know each other because we just bump on each other. We are all in a hurry, rushing for the meetings, so we don't give time for us to know each other. But that visit, to us, it was very much important. I think now, as members of the portfolio committee, we know each other. And we also thank the members, the staff members, who provided support to us, Parliament staff, and also the staff, Parliament staff as a whole. And the DG's team was there, providing support. Sometimes we nearly clap them, but we felt that we can clap them at some stage. But at least because we're here to work, it was an experience that was supposed to be, at least we accepted it. With those viewers, I wish to welcome you to this meeting. In our agenda, as I've already welcomed you, we have got, we're going to get the apologies if there are any from the secretary. And also we do have a presentation from the department on the annual report for 2008 and 2009. Dada, you are welcome. Honorable Bula, oh, you missed a very, very trip, important trip. Honorable Bula, and we missed you too. We wish that you were part of that group, but yes, we understand. So there are no apologies. I think we can take the presentation from the department. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to members of the honorable members of the portfolio committee. I would like my team to introduce themselves. My name is Itumele Nkosuwane, DG, Department of Human Settlements.
My name is Mzihonge Tabantu. I'm the DDG CFO in the Department of Human Settlements. My name is Martin Makisa, DDG Responsible Policy Research and Monitoring Evaluation.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Johan Mani. I'm the Chief Director for Management Information Services.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. My name is Julie Byatt. I'm the Chief Director for Priority Project Facilitation. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Luke Chelsea. I'm Chief Director responsible for Monitoring and Evaluation.
Good morning. My name is Joseph Mamadi. I'm Director, Secretariat, the Department.
My name is Clarence Chidereke. I am the Chief Director in the Director General's Office, National Department of Human Settlements.
Chair? Well, thank you very much, Chair, once more.
Sorry, excuse me. The lady next to you, huh?
I'm from the media, ma'am.
Oh.
Oh, the media.
Which media?
From Media 24, the of newspaper, in Parliament.
Oh, okay, in Parliament. Are you the TNT? Okay. So from, are you from Parliament?
Oh, this is from Bill's newspaper, but I can wait here in Parliament.
I'm glad to learn that indeed your trip was a success. For the back of both success as well as challenges. From our side, we are working very hard to really question some of the policy instruments that we are using in order to attend to the issue of making housing accessible to the people. One being the financing and funding model for housing. We are beginning to ask ourselves whether that model that was adopted in 1994 still relevant in the changing environment. And I'm sure your report from the Eastern Cape will also be used by ourselves sort of to enhance or propose some of the funding architecture for human settlement. Our presentation is focuses on the annual report 2008-2009, and obviously this is the structure of our report, which I'll share this with Mr. Abantu. We'll be focusing on both issues of policy, legislation, and civil environment. We'll focus on the achievements for this year, for the year under review, the financial performance, as well as intergeneral findings on our work in the department. Chair, the rough terms, we are still guided by a comprehensive plan for the creation of sustainable human settlement as an intervention policy measure. We have revised our housing code, which is an instrument that helps to clarify programs that we finance through housing funds. We have launched our monitoring evaluation policy framework. Chief Directorate is fully operational and very active in the country. We are working very, we are just about to conclude. We started this financial year under review. We started to work around framework for coordination and alignment of work of government, in particular in relation to human settlement issues. And I must just report that this work will be presented before Cabinet shortly. With regards to legislative context, obviously we continue to be guided by the constitutional provision that that clearly says that every South African must have access to adequate housing. The legislative environment that we worked on was the passage of the HDA Act, the board and the management of the HDA have been appointed.
appointed, and the Social Housing Act. There are other parts of legislation or other pieces of legislation that need to be resolved. That is the PI Act, as well as Land Use Management Bill, which is very important for planning purposes, in particular for human settlement. Regarding to service delivery environment, there continue to be contestation in Chapter 10 and all contradictions, which are, in fact, reflected by our own, your own experience in the Eastern Cape in terms of powers and functions, the whole issue around concurrency. Your visit in the Eastern Cape actually showed exactly the challenges that are inherent in this constitutional provision. We did intervene in terms of Section 100 in Cape Town, in the Eastern Cape. This is the second year running. And obviously, there has been market improvement in terms of the expenditure and the quality of houses built there. As a country, we continue to experience an increase of migration from poor provinces and all areas to our metros as well as secondary cities across the country. The result has been pressure on provision of basic services, land that is available for potential land available for human settlement, of course, mushrooming of informal settlement to those areas. The area around the cost for material continues to be of great concern for us. But of course, there has also been an increase in collaboration between ourselves and our sector partners. Chair, we will reflect on our programs for the year under review, which are these four main programs: administration, housing policy and research, and monitoring, housing planning and delivery support, and housing development finance. Program one, Chair, has said in a nutshell, its goal to provide strategic leadership and administration and administrative and management support services to the department. The objective of this program, of course, is to provide executive support to the Director General, to help with coordination, as well as provision of internal audit, risk management, and special investigations, to provide corporate support that will enhance the quality of life at workplace, manage and provide human resource management, labor relations, and payroll administration services, to focus on legal services, to provide information technology systems. The achievement of this program, Chairperson, has been the conclusion of housing development agencies, the Social Housing Act of 2008. The Social Housing Regulations were developed and certified by the State Law Advisor during the year under review. On the Sectional Title Management Bill, Chair, the Sectional Title, the work, our work with the Department of the erstwhile Department of Land Affairs, has helped us to be able to take the management of sectional title, the management of sectional titles away from the Sectional Title Act, which is managed by the Department of Land Affairs. And we hope that this bill will be presented before Cabinet soon. It has taken us too long to finalize this work, including the community scheme ambulance services, which we also hope that it will be submitted before Parliament soon. Chief of Operations Office, the focus of this office has been on innovative and proactive initiatives that are aimed at awareness, among relevant audiences through public information and marketing for our work, education as well as management of corporate communication, management of corporate events as well as call centers in our provincial office, facilitated liaison with media organizations on an ongoing basis. A special investigation component chair for the year under review, 513 cases involving civil service were finalized with convictions and suspended sentences, and some with conditions to repay subsidy amounts that they fraudulently accessed. 1,440 acknowledgements of debts to the value of 18 million rand were signed by civil servants who defaulted the housing subsidy system. I must just indicate that, Chairperson, this work on special investigation emanates from the Auditor General's report of 2006, special report that focused on the performance of our subsidy program since 1994 until 2006. Several 1995 disciplinary files involving government officials were prepared during the period under review, and these files have already been submitted to various departments, both national and provincial. The department collaborated with the Department of Public Safety and Administration to establish low-income housing steering committee in all offices of the premier. A service-level agreement related to the investigation into housing development contracts was concluded with SIU. The Interjournal Municipal Audit Report that also covered the period 1994 to 2004. And as they say that 6,905 municipal officials have also received unlawfully subsidy houses. 2,584 files have already been handed over to the SIU for investigation. On the internal audit and risk management, over 90% of operational internal audit plans achieved towards improving the department's control environment, the use of all provincial departments of housing undertaken as required by the framework for the integrated housing and investment development grant. A strategic risk assessment exercise was undertaken through which the department identified, evaluated, as well as allocated responsibility for managing and controlling risk confronting the department. Directorate, and the same Chief of Operations Office, that is IGR, as well as International Relations. The Directorate developed a framework to define a seamless process to coordinate and align various planning instruments, resource allocations, and structural funding mechanisms to achieve integrated human settlement, sustained the implementation of the municipal accreditation program by providing capacity enhancement support and funding prioritized municipalities and provinces, developed a booklet highlighting the achievements of the Housing NIMAC IGR collaboration in housing delivery, sustained the facilitation and participation in various intergovernmental forums, which enhanced consultation and interaction of provincial as well as sector departments on setting priorities and monitoring performance. Supported our work on the international front with cooperation with other countries or governments abroad, as well as enhance our South-South relations. Managed the second African Ministerial Conference on Housing and Urban Development in Abuja, where South Africa handed over the leadership of this very important continental body. There have been agreements, or it concluded agreements, as part of IPSA summit, where human settlement memorandum of understanding was signed between the ministers of these three countries, that is India, Brazil, and South Africa, participated in the Fourth World Event Forum, which is intended to create dialogue between countries or governments as NGOs and institutions concerned with urban human settlement issues. We hosted a pre-meeting with the Slum International representatives, of course, in Durban as part of our World Urban Forum, and the declaration was signed by the Slum International Slum Dwellers as well as ourselves. Continue to manage bilateral cooperation with Netherlands, Cuba, and Denmark. Just to indicate, Chairperson, that our relationship with Netherlands has got to do the social housing program that we are implementing, where Netherlands has invested a lot of money, including expertise in this field. The Cuban part, of course, continue to be sourcing of expertise, be it engineers, planners, and so forth, to help our province to face the challenge of lack of skills in those critical technical expertise that have relevance to human settlement. Of course, our relationship with Denmark, which this directorate is managing, has got to do with innovation in energy. I'm sure as Chairperson, as some of you drive to the airport, you do begin to see on the N2 next to Joslovo, we are putting solar heating equipment. So this is part of that relationship that we have with Denmark. The information services that also falls under this branch support, and just being able to support and show quality of services or data and services were provided on system deployed at non-provincial housing departments, involving training on the system to role players at provincial and municipal levels. The National Housing Demand Database was also implemented at three provincial housing departments. A very important work that seeks to limit contestation around the waiting list and so forth. Alignment of housing delivery statistics and project information was further enhanced during the year under review through quarterly provincial performance reviews. Information products included special viewers, information handbook and reports, national information settlement atlas representing informal settlements in 45 municipalities, including all metros. Accessibility to housing-related information and knowledge services was ensured through the Library and Resource Center and the online services. A price service was provided during the financial year, during the year under review. Housing institutions and fund mobilization. A strategic corporate plans of six housing entities was approved. Four quarterly performances review of housing institutions reports was produced together with a mid-year performance report and one annual performance report issued. Of course, the Housing Development Agency was established as well as launched. People's housing program ceased operation and remaining legal aspects were finalized. Social plan of Tbilisi as well as CEFCON were approved. NHDRC Council Advisory Committee was established. On Program 2, Chair, which will be page 41 to 44 of the annual report, I will hand to Mr. Dabantu to take the meeting through. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Program 2 is Branch Housing Policy Research and Monitoring. Its purpose is to develop, promote, and promote national sustainable human settlement and housing policies, which are to be supported by a responsive research agenda, and monitor. The second part is the monitoring and assessment of implementation, performance, and impact of national housing policies and programs. its functions, as indicated, is to ensure an effective human settlement housing policy framework is in place. Also, the monitoring and evaluation from planning, implementation, and performance of national programs, and the assessment of the impact that relate to that. And then the third component relates to the research function. In the year under review, the following issues were reported as achievements. The revised farm resident housing assistance program was completed and approved by the minister on 13 February 2009 and is now part of the code. I think earlier in the year we did come to the committee and had a presentation on that matter. The housing code in its totality. The new housing code project was completed and approved by minister. And it's now with state law advisors for final certification with regard to the legal aspects and constitutionalities subsequent to MINMEC approval. Revision of the finance linked individual subsidy program. That program was started, this work has been started in the year under review and is in its final process in the current year. So at least we were able to develop and improve the program and then start the negotiations with the sector participants. And we hope that we will have a completely new within the framework of the finance. Housing finance framework that we let the GGRF refer to when we finalize it. We also developed policy formulation and interpretation models, which were approved. Policy advice and assistance to stakeholders through advisors, such as policy interpretation and presentation, which the program performs on an ongoing basis. We also, during the year, managed to produce a draft policy, which was developed and supported by textile MINMEC for MINMEC consideration. Then blocking strategy, which was revised and got an in-principle approval from MINMEC. The emergency housing program also was revised to enable the financing of consumption services, water and electricity, etc., which were issues that come out as a result of the outcomes that we saw in terms of the implementation of the program. Energy efficiency housing, costing of the energy efficiency measures has been completed and is being reviewed with NHBRC. The revision of the housing subsidy quantum on an annual basis was undertaken. Using the research work that was undertaken with regard to the price escalations, etc. What we normally do in this one is we, in anticipation of the planning process for the ensuing year for each program, we approve at the end of the third term, towards the end of the third term, based on the rates and projections. Using the various in various research units that provide the indexes, and then should there be a need at the end of the year, we then do a final adjustment that reflects the prices after we've done a full year review of that. For example, in the current year, I think the price escalations that we used were above slightly above the what was finally projected in the material supply. And therefore, at the end of the year, we did not propose any further adjustment to the ones that we gave in November of 2008 for escalation. Military Veterans Program, the initiative to address housing, to address the housing needs of veterans has been attended to. A report on the national workshop that was conducted in the Cape was developed, which was used as a basis for understanding some of the issues that are critical for the development of, for the implementation of this program. I think the program is now being implemented. Some of the challenges are being addressed from time to time that relate to some of the issues that remain as part of the problem regarding to the implementation of this program. In the research arena, the research undertaken to review BNC was completed. It focused on main land upgrading on small settlements, the social housing and the property market issues. And that report was completed, and the various fora were given privy to some of our panels that came out of that. And I think the committee will remember that part of had comprehensive research work was presented by Social Housing Foundation at some stage during the current year. But the other parts which were done in the department have not as yet come to the committee. Several research initiatives were also undertaken to inform policy making and response to and contribute to the sector discourse on current and topical issues from time to time. And those things are those reports are undertaken, and then they are discussed in the department and used for further policy announcements. Collaborative research courses with the Department of Science and Technology and Social Housing Foundation were undertaken. We also achieved the development affordable model for beneficiaries earning between 2,500 to 7,000. Policy alternatives to address the problem of beneficiaries selling and renting their houses prematurely was developed. It's under discussion. Quarterly reports on the trends in macroeconomic environments were also produced, to which some of which was used is used in understanding how the increases and the changes and the challenges that emanate from those are to affect the program. And the monitoring and evaluation, as indicated by DG, the mayor policy implementation framework for housing sector was approved and launched. And it wasn't the implementation also commenced. And this makes provision for measuring provincial performance in terms of targets set in provincial against provincial business plans. We also commenced conducting of a beneficiary occupancy audit. Seven provinces. In terms of this exercise, a representative sample of all housing units completed from April 1994 to June 2008 are audited to establish whether the originally approved beneficiaries are still occupying the house, and whether, in fact, when they are not, what are the underlying reasons? Did they grow? Did they improve their situation? Are they making shares? What is the economic situation of the country? So that policy can then also be enhanced to prevent some of any of the unintended consequences that may arise out of finding. We also conducted an occupancy audit of the Sterling Housing Project as a specific project in Rustenburg to determine what extent the completed houses were also occupied by unauthorized beneficiaries. The aim of the audit is to assess the profile of occupiers and to make recommendations on how they regularize the situation. We also did some work on the M2 project with regard to verification and validation of the beneficiary, potential beneficiary, and the demand database that was developed with regard to that. Program 3 is our housing planning and delivery support program. committee members shall remember, I think it is, members who were part of the previous term, in the were members of the committee in the previous term. Remember that this program is fairly new in the department. It was enhanced, meant to assist and be provide the ability to provide some hands-on support in areas which are identified as problematic in the implementation of the program. The purpose is to provide implementation and deliver support, build capacity, liaise and communicate with stakeholders, and manage the intergovernmental international relations program. And in the organogram arrangement, the international relations program and intergovernmental is now under the CEO and the DG authority. Dealt with it. I will then deal with the balance of the other programs under this program. And these programs cover the process of developing and ensure capacity in the sector, the management of the human settlement development planning processes, and support the implementation of training frameworks provincially and when necessary to municipalities. The management of relations, mobilization, collaboration with sector stakeholders. We also oversee the implementation of national priority projects, and we manage the PHP and the Rwandan Housing Program under this program management program. When we also provide provincial and municipal support provinces and municipalities in the implementation of housing programs. We initiated a database on a smart settlement so that there's a better understanding of what's happening nationally with regards to the informal settlement. We also manage, this is where the program that is also managing the assistance to provinces with regard to the unblocking of blocked projects. 109 projects, as were identified before, were completed, and 106 were still in process of construction, some having been fully unblocked and therefore being mainstreamed for implementation so that they are completed. We also developed a project programming guide, which we initiated as a support tool in the process of supporting provinces. National Information Upgrade Support Program was also established. At the stage, we started by concentrating on 16 priority projects that we investigated. Under capacity building, the rollout of the BND specific training program, 7 officials were completed the BNDM certification program. 260 new officials orientated on housing policy and legislation across the country. In the national department, if you remember that last year we embarked on the process of increasing our capacity in the national department, and therefore we needed to make sure that this was trained appropriately. We also successfully implemented and completed the counselor training program during the year under review. Awarded 88 housing scholarships for 2009. The revival of the Housing Standards Generation Body, which resulted in various housing qualifications being approved and implemented from NGF level 1 to 6. Under the human settlement planning, we guided and supported the national and provincial housing departments in preparing their multi-year housing development plans and conditional grants to the business plans for the 2009-10 financial year. And this process culminated in the February-March provincial hearing and evaluation of readiness of some of the provinces with regard to their implementation of their plans for 2009-10. The majority of the provincial multi-housing developments have been concluded. Municipal housing sector plans quality was evaluated and credibility of the plans for those municipalities were enhanced. And again, we used the process of prioritizing municipalities. We provided planning and intervention support to Eastern Cape, and the committee is aware of that, and provided tariff support also to the Amtrak project. Under Randall, consultations with all provinces and BHP set up support agencies in our revised BHP policy and guidelines. We announced the BHP policy framework and the growth strategy, as well as the national Randall strategy, which was approved, which is now the basis on which we are implementing our Randall housing program, both in terms of the social housing Randall program as well as the CRU program. We conducted road shows in all provinces on the enhanced program. And provincial joint working groups and provincial steering committees were established to manage the implementation of the PHP and Randall housing during this year. Under PHP, we hosted the slum dwellers and NGOs, which the teacher referred to, and I will not go into detail with regard to that. We facilitated the process of the resolution of all debt after conducting the audits, and some of these relate to how some of the sector participants were struggling to recover some of the debts that they some of the debts arising from houses bought, built under PHP, which they did bridge finance from earlier parts of our program with various provinces. Training on mediation of Randall Tribunal staff members and identification of technical support required by Randall Tribunal. We also developed pamphlet advocating work of Tribunal during this year. Youth in-housing policy framework was developed and launched by Technical MINMEC in the agenda of the MINMEC currently. Had to be postponed because the first half of this year there were various changes, governance changes, political changes, and some of those processes are now being reprogrammed and coming to the fore for final approval. Women in housing policy framework development and endorsed by Technical MINMEC. National Women in Housing in Daba was convened in Northern Cape, Kimberley. I think some members last year attended that, which was a very success. Also conducted negotiations with identified sector stakeholders, which led to conclusion of targeted collaborative agreements. Ended at addressing the issues that are related to those. The National House of Traditional Leaders and the Platinum Program, which is under our employer assisted housing program, Department of Public Works, DPW, Intersite, ESA, and APSA. And there's also some discussions also with other big business players in the retail, including Pick and Pay, for assisting their employees as well, and making sure that they are accommodated within the program. Recognition of sector role players, framework for the Govan Big Housing Awards was approved by MINMEC, and 2008 National Govan Big Housing Awards culminated in the morning ceremony held last year in Devon. Priority projects, extensive civil engagements were undertaken with provincialized municipalities, implementation agents to assist delivery of their respective projects in support of the priority project that has been identified. I think we highlight some of the key areas without elaborating on all of them. The Kutsong settlement project, which is now a project under Gauteng, which has been elevated to to develop a cooperative agreement between the political principals and the CL government. We are overseeing the various aspects of the implementation of that as a CL of government in partnership with the other CLs, that ensures that it is implemented smoothly. Valen Vula, I think members are familiar with what's happening there, and the work we undertook last year, and actually 3,000 housing units and the Dover amongst those achievements. we commenced with the process for the development of socio-economic amenities and their funding, and this remains a challenge with regard to how the CLs have managed to deliver on their own commitments with regard to this. Duncan Village project and two gateway projects achievements as well. We also involved in the Lerato Park housing project, as well as the Garnet housing project in Malawi. We can see that these projects are in various municipalities. And the program 4, this is a program that largely fund housing, human settlement development programs, which contains the grant that is distributed to the various provinces. And one of the units, the component functions is also to promote investment in housing finance and the management of the matters provided for under the Home Loan and Mortgage Disclosure Act. I think it largely contains the financial functions as outlined today, administration and supply chain management, budgetary management, and housing finance availability. The achievements here were the process of preparation of submission of financial statements was undertaken successfully, complied with all the deadlines, and performed the necessary financial management and administrative activities related to that, as well in both in terms of the processes for budget preparation and adjustment and the transfers to provinces. I'll go to the financial performance and overview. Again, we'll make reference in the annual report of the relevant pages that you have there. In summary, if you look at the budget overview, just the budget, between the previous year and the year now, you'll see that the net increase of baseline allocation between the 2 years is 1.7 billion, which is largely an increase, small increase in administration, housing policy and research, housing delivery support, and then the big increase goes to the allocation to the response, which was 1.64 in the year. I think I did present these numbers when we were doing the budget discussion earlier. Just the composition of that budget, you can see that the program 4 is the dominant program, taking 96% of the funding, and then 4% spent on the rest of the program. Largely in that program, you have the transfers to provinces as well as the transfers to various institutions that are supported by the department. Now, if we go to the financial performance of the 31 March 2009, we compare allocation with expenditure, you will see that all programs performed relatively well during the year, ranging from 97% in program 2 to 100% in the third program. The amount that remained unspent at the end of the year, during this current year, was 8.2 million, which was then requested as part of the rollover at the end of the year, in the current year. Program 1, which is the program that consists of largely
office administrators from the bank, treasury management, corporate services, and property management, constitute the 99% that was spent under program one, with 1.6 billion remaining. Program two, which is housing policy research and planning, consists of the management of the program, which is the DDG's core center, chief directorate policy, chief directorate research, chief directorate monitoring and evaluation, chief directorate sector information management, chief directorate transaction planning. These are largely the sub programs that constitute this program. As indicated, it achieved in 96% spending level. And 99% was spending from the housing implementation support, EDG service delivery, communication, stakeholder mobilization, priority projects, program implementation support, capacity building, rental housing in the current year. That's how the spending has been achieved under this program. Housing development finance, the management of the program, which is the DDG and Chief Financial Officer, then fund management, housing institutions and funding mobilization, housing equity, and then the transfer to provinces, almost 100% simply because of the big grant under this program, 1.6 million remained unspent under this program. We provide explanations which are also included in the annual report for some of the major reasons for the amount that remained unspent. I will not go into details with regard to those. In the main, I think it's an insignificant portion that remains unspent in this budget. Just after the mid-year allocation, which is also reported in the annual report, we provide a schedule that shows how the various changes in the prioritization processes resulted into the allocations that we report about. Original allocation of 10.589 billion, largely we received rollovers at the beginning of the year, 91 billion from previous year. And then we affected the environment largely between the program one and two, and then we also received an additional allocation under the housing development finance, largely also that was the amount to be distributed to various provinces. And the main here was a provision for adjustment of prices that because last year's inflation rate went up compared to what would have been projected in the previous year when the budgets were undertaken. And that allocation then was made during this year in the mid-year adjustment. And then there were environments that were undertaken largely between program 4, 3, 2, and 1. Those are the reasons for the environments that we're providing, which are in the report. I won't go into detail with regard to those to save on time. Chair, from page 61 to 62 of the annual report, there is, as required, audit committee's report. We want to report that it does confirm that it was fully functional and compliant with the requirements of the Public Finance Management Act. It held its above the minimum number of meetings that were expected to be held. It did confirm that it was specified with adequate and effective effort for internal controls, adherence to norms of corporate governance, and as we report on a quarterly basis on the performance of the department, both performance price as well as on the financial statements and the control aspect, together with the audit unit, it was satisfied with the reporting that was undertaken by the accounting officer in that account. Then we go to the Auditor General's report for 2008-09. It is unqualified audit opinion, which raises two main issues with regard to legislation, non-compliance issues. The first one being the provision, the approval of a provision of a loan between our institutions, being NHSC and Tribulation, which was largely meant to assist with the bridging of the finance difficulties related to continue to the successful implementation of the gateway. And the non-compliance relate to the fact that this matter was concluded with without getting the Minister of Finance's approval, which was subsequently requested, denied by the Minister of Finance. However, the matter is being dealt with in line with the provisions of the regulation with all of the parties that were involved in the matter, the institutions themselves as well as internally in the department. Which resulted in Tribulation repaying the loan in terms of what it intended to do in the provision of that loan back to NHFC, at least from a financial perspective and loss basis. We report that there wasn't a loss of that money in the process. Then the other one is a general one, which relates to the inability to pay at all times within the 30 days in respect of invoices in terms of the treasury regulation. Notwithstanding the fact that in this regard there are peculiar reasons for this, the EGC report that this is the situation. We have put measures in place now to ensure that this matter is not does not persist beyond. Then they also made some observations in anticipation of the change in policy that the Auditor General is implementing with regard to the audits of departments. For in the coming year, 2009-10, the Auditor General will be auditing in the same manner as they audit in the financial statements, the performance information, which will entail verifying all assertions that are made about achievement and the quality of those deliveries. They did report because they are preparing us for that to say we need to deal with the issue of consistency of information between what we target and what we report as output. In some areas, there were challenges with regard to that because of changes in here of some of the programs. Reported performance information, which sometimes they consider irrelevant given the plan. And performance information that sometimes was not reliable because, for example, we would report on provisional performance, but the documentation in regard to that is not here. And therefore, the verification takes place elsewhere, including in some cases where the information from a document perspective was not adequate. I think this served as a red flag and a warning in the last 2 years to say when the actual information is audited, if you don't address these things, we could have problems. And the department has engaged on backed on a process to change the process of monitoring of our own information and collation and verification. And we believe that we will be ready to meet the Auditor General standards with regard to this. I think in a week's time we'll have a workshop again with the Office of the Auditor General with regard to their requirements on this. We've added this, Chair, from the ones that were emailed, just to show what were the outcomes. And the copies we distributed to the secretary this morning. Just in a nutshell, Chair, we're just showing how, in rand terms, the performance of each of the provinces in the last 3 years on that rand terms. And as can be seen, the Eastern Cape situation in 2000, and if you look at this, this is 2009, the year the spending increased from close to 5.5 billion to close to a billion. And it's the only one that which does not seem to show consistent increases. How Deng has been increasing over the years in their spending, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, largely all of them show almost one trend, except for Eastern Cape. I think we're all aware of what the problem was there with regard to that problem. This table just shows you the adjusted budget, the amounts that were transferred, which all of the amounts that were allocated for provinces was transferred to the provinces. Of that, those amounts, the provinces managed to spend 10.359 billion, which is more than what we transferred. And that is simply because at the provincial level, there were additional allocations that were made from previous rollovers of funds that were there at the provincial level. And in the case of Mpumalanga, even Mpumalanga, the provincial executive augmented their budget to improve service delivery there. As we can see, their allocation was more than the amount that they spent. The difference was appropriated there legally, but we report on it because it contributed to our spending. Of that, therefore, you can say we managed to spend 100% of the amount that was available. Spent 10.3 in the year under review compared to 8.2 in the previous year. We usually show this as a measure of how regular and fluctuations were during the year under review compared to the previous years. We can see, Chair, that in last year, which is the year under review, performance throughout the year was generally good. The achievements of spending levels at the end of the year were not because of spikes towards the end of the year. If you compare that with the trends in previous years, if you take this year as this one as 2007-08 and this 2006-07, the year under review was fairly flat, and spending took place during the year and not in the last quarter, which used to be the biggest way we were in. We believe that in the current year you're going to see a similar situation. We've managed to arrest the issue of late planning and allocation mid-year, which result in spending at the end of the year, which can be perceived as dumping, which would have been happening in previous years. We hope that we will sustain this arrangement going forward. Our mid-year performance seems to suggest that has been so arrested. I think our spending was at 48% end of the mid-year, September, from the preliminary numbers. Just comparison of the funds transferred in each of those provinces for the last 3 years, I think I'll keep that. Delivery over the 5 years, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009. In the year under review, 239.5, sorry, 239 9,533 houses were completed on the construction during that period. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I would invite the interaction from the honorable members. Thank you very much, TG and TDG.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just on the point of are we going to do it, are we, can I
just
with
it
program by program? Okay, thank you, Chairperson. First of all, Chair, let me, although it's not the first program, but let me immediately congratulate the department for their unqualified report. One hopes that, in fact, it happens not just to this department, but it should be a standard with all departments so that one shouldn't need to actually highlight that if it does happen. But nevertheless, congratulations to them. May I also just a quick comment, Chairperson, ask the DG perhaps to look at putting some enthusiasm into similar presentations, because half the members and people present were just about dozing off during these presentations, but thank you nevertheless. Chair, may I just on the summary of programs seek some clarity? We talk about, and it's really just, I just want to, we talk about Program 2 as policy and research, but then throughout Program 2, we refer them to planning and research. So it's really just to see clarity there in terms of the program there and whether that will assist in oversight. In the very first presentation, reference was made to the spiraling costs, and we've experienced it again, particularly with the unblocked projects. And my question to the department is, what are they doing to in fact try and not only contain but assist, particularly emerging contractors, which, and I'm going to refer to the Eastern Cape quite a lot throughout my questions, where they make primarily use of emerging contractors, and it was cited as a big problem. Should the department not, they know it's a challenge, but they don't seem to be proactive to step in with measures to address in some way these spiraling costs. So some comment on that, Chairperson. Then I'm just running through Program 1, Chair. Yes, there was the 10 million rand specifically to increase the allocation to the SIU. I know that was with regard to those investigations. However, I'm just wondering, we've paid them 10 million rand, but we've received back, in terms of payments, 1.7 million. Now, a lot of work was done by the Auditor General in this regard. Are we really, is it feasible, is it cost productive that we actually pay them a fee of 10 million and we're getting I know it's to date 1.7 million back. But, so just comment on that, please, Chairperson. Then, a very important question, I think, again, with regard to what we experienced, and I'm referring to page 27, right at the top, where it talks about the grant funds, the following key elements of housing delivery. I mean, the very first one it refers to is internal municipal infrastructure. And we found lots of problems related to that, where there were houses built with no infrastructure. And there appears to be some confusion as to what the grant can be used for. Now, perhaps the department can elaborate on that, because I myself am a bit confused now, because it does seem, according to this, that the grant fund can be used for municipal